Welcome to the Rambam Center, and here's your host, Vaibhish Vinkel. Everybody, and this is Vaibhish speaking from the baseball field. And wow, is this amazing! Let's go see what the two coaches are talking about.
Hey, coach, what do you say about trading Major Behemoth for Minor Behemoth, huh?
Well, I don't know if that's such a good idea, because once Major Behemoth is a staff, he's not allowed to switch and become a Minor Behemoth like the campers.
Yeah, you might be right, but if we don't let Major Behemoth switch to become a Minor Behemoth, then the campers aren't even going to have a chance to win the baseball game.
Well, all right.
Play ball!
So, Major Behemoth switched to the campers team, and at the end of the baseball game, the campers played very well, but the staff beat the campers 44-3. At the end of the game, I went over to Major Minor Behemoth for an interview and asked him what he thought about the game. He said,
"Well, even though I was traded to the campers team and they lost, still, I'm really a staff member, so I won! Yippee!"
And you know what? He really did win! Because today's mitzvahs are that, first of all, if you decide that one of your animals should be for a sacrifice in the Beis HaMikdash, then that animal becomes holy, and you can only use it for that purpose. And you're not allowed to change your mind and exchange it or substitute it for another animal. That's negative mitzvah number 106. The second mitzvah for today, positive mitzvah number 187, is that if you exchange the first animal anyway for another animal, so not only does the first one still stay holy, but even the second one becomes holy, and it too must be used for only holy purposes. Comes out that Major Behemoth was never really traded, because he was always a staff member, and he really won the baseball game. So congratulations, Major Behemoth, and hope to see you later today at the Camper Counselor baseball game. Did anybody see any food? I'm starving. Well, that's it for today, folks, and we'll be back here tomorrow, same time, same place, same socks.